My grandmother's children. My grandmother's children walk in the rose garden, old and bent in the late afternoon. The wan sun lies like a shawl on their shoulders, reflecting soft light into their round, lined faces. Pale eyes alert with pleasure. My grandmother's children are playing in the rose garden. Muscles stiff, they hold on to each other carefully, gingerly. But their tongues, uninhibited, dart merrily, mischievously. Thoughts billow, elbow, words probe, push. My grandmother's children, she, he, bathe in the warm aura of relationship. Their white hair framing identical beauty. White hair, once with a hint of gold coming, now white with a hint of blue. I see my grandmother standing behind them, tall, tall. Her hair in a full Gibson, her young figure, hourglass. I look into her deep, sad, violet eyes. She is holding her other white-haired children. Her firstborn, who died at 9 months. Her lastborn, who died at 4. My grandmother's children, her second, her third, in their late 80s, are sitting in the rose garden, laughing and talking, lovable as puppies. I watch them and smile, and my grandmother smiles with me, seeing her pretty children playing on a bench.